The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
What y'all up to, man?
What's up, man?
How y'all doing?
Good.
That's good, bro.
You look like you're doing better.
Yeah, for sure. I'm feeling great, bro. Good to be talking to you guys.
What are you doing outside?
So I'm about to shoot like this this Vietnam dead president's war type of sketch.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dead presidents.
It's about to be crazy. Yeah. It's about to be crazy. I'm about to be like Lorenz Tate.
Explain to me what's about to go down, because you're obviously on your way to this video shoot.
Yeah, I'm about to go to war.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to the Vietnam.
Well, you can't give us too much. Right
now. Yeah, I can't give you too much, but you'll see it.
Watch it timeline like the rest of the folks.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. When I found out, I didn't know you used to be a football player. Obviously,
yes.
Everybody knows. I was unaware. How did you go from football player to sociology major to now I'm a famous comedian? How does that happen?
Man, you know what? Football was like my first dream. That was the first thing that I wanted to do, man. You know, but, you know, when it comes to comedy, that was always a part of me. You know, I was the funny guy on the team and things like that.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to the NFL. It didn't work out for me, man. Sucks to be me at that time. But, you know, great things still in store for me. You know, my gift made room for me. I was a funny mom elf, you know. And look at me now, man. It's been great. I've been able to build a brand out of this, man, build longevity and find myself, find my purpose in this game. And it's been so dope to just be a part of this world and let the world see what I got. And you know what I'm saying? Just being a part of the new generation when it comes to comedy. So it's fun. It's amazing, man. And I appreciate all my supporters that support me and make it real for me. You know, you guys, you know what I'm saying? Giving me this opportunity to even talk about this right now. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's been a journey. And it's only the beginning.
Do you think your background in football is giving you the work ethic and the determination to actually be better in comedy?
Man, you know what's crazy? Me and my buddy, we were just talking about that like 3 days ago. But football is like the game of life. It taught me discipline. It taught me how to get up early. It taught me teamwork. It taught me, you know, listening. It taught me, you know, just, yeah, everything that I'm dealing with right now. From, like, if you got a script, it was learning the plays, you know what I'm saying? Just different things like that that kind of, like, trained my mind to get to where I'm at right now. But, yes, football, because if it weren't for football, ain't no telling how my life would have been, you know what I'm saying? I think me having that time frame, you know, playing football those 4 years, it kind of, like, set me down and, you know, helped me find myself more and more, so.
You know, beginning when you said it, you felt, yeah, sorry for me at the time, it taught you a lot. Taught you there's always new beginnings. Just because one dream pan out does not mean that the next dream isn't going to. You can't just quit.
Exactly. Exactly. And every time you bring that same work ethic to no matter what career path you have, you know what I'm saying? You got to have that mindset in it. Whatever career path you have, you want to be your best at that level. And, you know, football taught me that if you want to be the best, you got to work hard. You got to do it on a different level. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when it comes to my comedy right now, I try to do it at its highest. And I know I'm not where I want to be at with it yet. And I'm training to get to that level. You know what I'm saying? I'm being a student. It's like, you know, back in the day, you know, when I played football, I used to watch people like, you know, I may watch Jerry Rice. I may watch Randy Moss or Keyshawn Johnson and learn from these guys. So now when it comes to comedy, I watch Eddie Murphy. I'm watching Kevin Hart or Mike Epps, you know what I'm saying? Just because I'm being a student of it. I want to watch the best people that did it so I can become, you know, one of those guys. And that's how I was when I was playing football. I wanted to be the best like how they was on the field. So it for sure is a big piece of what I'm doing right now.
Speaking of one of the best, you just interviewed who some might say is the GOAT of all time, Tom Brady. I saw that.
Oh, my God.
When you were looking at him, you look very engaged.
I couldn't believe it.
Did you ask him that question?
Say it again.
Who is he dating, and did you lose yourself in his eyes when you were looking at him?
Did I ask him who he was dating? I think I did ask him that. Or I asked him, I can't remember what I asked him. But I was, man, I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that I was in front of Tom Brady, and I'm like, yo, this is crazy. I asked him how he felt about the game and, you know, what advice that you would give these two, you know, these two young quarterbacks who don't have rings, you know, because that's a huge thing, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to the NFL. You know, everybody want to win a ring, and it starts with the quarterback. And he's been a quarterback that has won tons of rings. And, you know what I'm saying? He's the GOAT, I feel, of the league, you know, and I was able to be able to meet him in person. Of course, I want to see him again to be able to, you know, hang around him some more and get more knowledge from him. But, yeah, that was a crazy experience, man, to even just, you know, interview those people, for sure, for sure.
For sure.
So go ahead, Ant. Sorry.
Oh, I was gonna say, dog. And is the Atlanta Falcons fan base, are they cool with you being cool with Tom Brady after he pretty much, you know, came back and, you know, did what he did to the Falcons? Desi, what's up with that?
I don't think he's supposed to remind me of that, buddy.
My bad, Des.
That's
my
crazy,
bad, dog.
Why would you even do that? But instead, it's hot.
My bad, dog. I didn't think it was gonna be that tough. You're in Vietnam. My fault. I thought you could handle it.
When we lost that game, like, yes, we was mad the first night, but like the next day, everybody was like, "Well, that is Tom Brady." so we kind of didn't feel bad. Now, if it was, you know, somebody else, then we probably like, hey, man, we lost against the GOAT, man. You know, I hated for Matt Ryan at the time because I felt like that was his time to get a ring. But, you know, hey, Tom Brady, when he was sitting on that bench and he was looking, I just knew then. I said, something's coming. And that's exactly what happened. Something came. He came back from that, 28-3 league. And, oh, my God, history was made. Like, we're a part of history when it comes to Tom Brady, you know, at that moment. So,
it's true. And speaking of history, I saw that you were at the halftime show when Bad Bunny performed. You did a lot of shit. That was hilarious. Okay. What was that like there? Because, I mean, for me, it might have been a little different. I cried like a little baby. It meant a lot.
Yeah.
But like being there in person to witness. It was a historic event, man.
Oh, him. Dope. It was so dope. The setup was dope. And, you know, I don't know if you guys was at the game or whatever, but, like, just to see them set it up, like, before, you know, he came out and the people. And, oh, man. And then I would probably say maybe 60% of those people was like Bad Bunny fans. And it was like, yo, like, I'm trying to act like I know what he's saying to this person next to me. But I don't even know what he's saying. But I'm like, it's a vibe, so I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, it was dope. He's huge. He's big, man. And I think he ended up liking a video that I did. You know, some of his fans came over. They was like, oh, my God, thank you for supporting us and stuff like that. So I probably gained like 40,000 followers from just that one video. Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. The love was impactful. It was dope. It was really, really dope. It was dope. Great experience to be able to be a part of that, for sure.
I love the video you did. It was beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So since you're on set, are we going to see more movies, TVs, those kind of thing coming from you?
Yep. So I was just in Africa for 32 days shooting a movie called Boys Trip, man. I can't wait for you guys to see that. You know, I'm working on my sitcom right now. That'll be coming soon. I got a project, what I'm doing with Rob Hardy right now. Got another feature film that's in the works. So, yeah, TV and film is, like, the next big thing for me. Of course, I'm touring right now. But, yeah, like he said, I'm trying to get to the levels as those people I named. You know, they was in movies and, you know, things like that. So I want to be just like them. And, you know, I'm doing it in my way and doing it for my generation. You know what I'm saying? We are up next. So, hey, we're just creating that new.
Desi Banks, it's wonderful to talk to you. I wish you the best of luck. Your favorite Cousins tour.
Yeah.
Denver this Friday, 7 p.m. Pull up, get your tickets, win them here. And all across the nation, you got to see this guy. Just go to his Instagram and TikTok. It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Is you in the closet, brother? I wanted to ask you that. Are you in
the closet? I am in the closet. Yes. I'm not in the closet, but I'm in the closet.
No, I got you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.